what she meant is, if you stand up, you know, with painful legs or sleeping legs, it will be dangerous. That is why she said so. I think that is very important. And even though you feel your legs okay, but it is better to make them sure, rubbing your knee.
I thought what she was saying was that once you stood up, you were supposed to stand there without.
Excuse me, I don't know what she said, you know, so it is difficult. When you make kinhin, you know, work, you know, so that you give them, you know, if you work too slowly, or if you have too much, you know, distance between you and someone ahead of you, that will make other person difficult to work. So you should be careful, you know, about the distance between you and a person ahead of you. So keep certain, you know, distance. And if, you know, someone like me, you know, work naturally, I work slowly. You know, that will give others some difficulty. And as I work very slowly, I will have big distance from the person who is working ahead of me. So if you have too much distance, catch up to that person. That is, you know, very small things, but that kind of small things is pretty important to to have good feeling in our practice. Maybe, do you have something more to say? I'm so much encouraged to see so many students, old and new. I hope we can sit together with good feeling. The purpose of Sesshin is to have more stable practice for us. Especially those who are involved in busy everyday life. It is good occasion to resume our true nature and to open our mind for various circumstances you may have in your everyday life. And maybe incredibly important to practice with the students whom you acquainted with. Even though you do not communicate by words, you know, just to be with them, you know, will be a big encouragement. Verbal, you know, communication tend to be very superficial. But when you don't speak, your communication between you will be very much encouraged, and your mind will become very subtle, and your intuition will be open by staying silent. This is just to stay without saying, stay here without saying anything for 5 days with you is already very meaningful. That is why we do not talk. We, you know, when we involved in some superficial, interesting matters. Because of some special interest, your true feeling will be covered by the some special feeling. So to open your innate nature and to feel something from bottom of your heart, it is necessary to remain silent. And that kind of practice will, through this kind of practice, you will have more, you know, intuitive understanding of teaching, and your intuition will be improved. Not to talk does not mean to, you know, to keep you in deaf and dumb. No. Just to improve your intuition, we practice silence and during sitting time. And the same thing is true with your reading. If you read something interesting, because of something you become interested in, your intuition will be, it will be the disturbance of your, to open your intuition. That is why we don't read. So it doesn't mean to, you know, to confine yourself in dark, you know, room. It means that you to encourage your intuition, or to encourage your to open your true mind is why we do not read. In Zazen, we do not think even. If Some of you may be Jindai students who is practicing koan practice. If so, he can, you know, practice koan practice too. But in koan practice, it is not necessary to speak or to read. Of course, especially for beginners, this may be difficult to stay silent or not to read even newspaper. You may be very, very much bored. Mostly by all students. In session, usually everything will be taken care of by all students. And all students help, you know. must help new students to practice more. And so all students take care of many things, serving meals for you and giving some instructions and carrying sticks. Those things should be well taken care of. By old to keep right posture according to the instruction. Important things is to follow the rules. This is very important. To follow rules means to find, to let you find yourself. If there's no rules, it is difficult for you to find yourself because you don't know where you are. If there's rules, you will know what time is it and when we should eat and which way we should walk. If there's no rules, you know, and no one taking care of you, it is rather difficult to practice. And it will be a great help. It is much better than to have no rules and sit in one corner of the room 5 days, you know, without doing anything. So rules is something you should understand. Rules is something which help you. That is rules. Instead of, you know, restricting you by some, you know, code. If you have some questions, I think I can answer.
During the session, should we still go on counting our breaths, or would you recommend some other form of
practice? There are various kinds of practice, following breathing, or counting breathing, or koan practice. But I recommend you to maybe this time following breathing practice. If you know, when you find it difficult to count, to follow your breathing, counting breathing will may help you. Because if you count your breathing, you know exactly what you are doing. Now, when your practice gets lost, immediately you will know it. So that will be that will help you. So, but following breathing is good. And at that time, don't make too much effort in making your breathing slow down, or make it faster, or anything like that. Just if you just follow your breathing, then naturally your breathing will be good, appropriate for your practice. Without, even though you don't try to make it slower, if your breathing is fast, too fast, the breathing will be slowed down.
Or don't you sign up every day for that day, or you sign up Sunday for the whole week?
Maybe better to sign up.
Every day?
Not every day. What about?
Just to view a list and just sign up once, whatever. I recommend that you sign up early as soon as possible. There's nobody on the list that will be a dope sign.
Okay.
Be giving a few.
Maybe a sign of few.
No.
So,
thank you very much.
If you send me some patient by ambulance, I will see the patient. Do you have some question? Actually, then I created one more problem. I said, so that you may not be may not be caught by some particular practice.
Do you understand?
And, you know, we have various, you will receive various instructions. What I am saying is, instruction will be given to you so that, you know, to help you, to help your practice. That is why we give you instruction. Now, we do not give instruction so that I can force some practice, special practice, to you. So it does not mean you should do this or you shouldn't do this. You may have various instructions, but if you think that will help, that is up to you.
Where do the services take place? In the Zendo also?
Yes.
Yes. In Zendo. In session time, we do everything in Zendo. Some more questions?
Before you go, for those of you who have never had Doksan before, the Jisha, the person, the attendant for the Roshi during session, which is Laurie Palmer, will do this. He will instruct you before it's your turn to go.
Some more questions?
Okay, I hope you all know where your seats are. Located in the Zendo, we'd like to go down and finish last